we all get there? If we're lucky, old age. Will we be able to adapt to new workplace technologies in our 60s, 70s, even 80s? In this episode of Open Collaborative Research, Professor Peter Greger of the University of Dundee talks about the work he's doing with IBM and the Miller School of Medicine in Miami to study the cognitive changes that accompany the aging process and to develop open source software that can keep older workers in the workplace.
Hi, I'm Peter Greger. I'm a professor of interactive system design at the University of Dundee in Scotland. I also lead an assistive and healthcare technologies group. I'm part of a three-way collaboration between the University of Dundee here and IBM and Sarah Saja at Miami Miller Medical School. We have a joint interest in older people in the workforce. Our interest is particularly from a technological viewpoint. You know, how do you design and develop technologies which are usable by older people and which therefore support them in their attempts to stay within the workforce or indeed to join the workforce. We're not talking about accessibility here. We're talking primarily about these cognitive effects of aging and how and whether you can compensate for them. What we're thinking of is providing cognitive support for older people who are attempting to use or continue to use software applications. The initial contact with IBM came from a meeting in Portugal where I met up with Vicky Hansen. We got talking about designing systems for people whose abilities change over time. What we're trying to do really is to echo and to understand in software, if you like, how people do change over time. Obviously, if you're going to do this kind of work, you need to work with people who might need these technologies. So we also invest quite a considerable amount of effort in maintaining a group of older people who are willing and able to come into the School of Computing here and work with us to help us in our research. We have a group of subjects who come in regularly and have more or less settled with us. It's an interesting one, that, though, because we have a large pool of subjects, some of whom are very, very regular attenders, almost like running a club. As subjects, they're developing different characteristics from the other subjects who don't come in quite so often. They're becoming experienced users. The people who come in tend to be people who have retired. Older people who are actually working are a group that we're developing now. One of the tactics we've adopted has been to lure older people into the centre by offering them things that they think they want. We have classes where we show people how to use email or how to manipulate digital photographs, and all of these things require them to do things like using the mouse, but they are strongly motivated to do it, so the learning process becomes easier. And we engage them with students who are learning the subject of computing and as part of that learn how to work with various different user groups, including older people. I'm very much looking forward to using myself as a subject in the work on aging population. In the last few years, I've deliberately started using a PDA to keep my diary on and to use for email and things like that because I want to learn how to do it before it becomes more difficult to learn how to do it. And it's a defensive mechanism. I think the main challenges in this area are actually with finding out what's genuinely useful from what appears to be useful but maybe isn't. I think another thing is getting an honest opinion on how useful something is from older people. And we're evolving and developing a variety of techniques for working in this area, for example, using theatre as a means of helping with gathering requirements and exploring the space of introducing new technologies into life. We're interested in developing research ideas, and what we aim to do is to get the research ideas out into the community, whether that be through putting it onto the market or putting it out for free. And I think that research ought to be something that we share with everybody. And in that way, open sourcing it is a great way to do that. The group of colleagues that I'm working with in Miami and at IBM are just a fantastic bunch of people. And one of the things that makes research both productive and enjoyable is not just having keen, sharp minds at work attacking a shared problem, but it's having people that you really get on with, and that's just so important.
You've been listening to Open Collaborative Research, an IBM podcast, now available on iTunes.